The 27th annual Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS, better known as the Squirrel Run, is back again this year. It's coming up June 7th this year up at Pageant Field. So Rich Rat Kennedy is back, and so is Lou Tozzi. Tell us a bit about the history of this event and how you might be able to participate. So gentlemen, welcome. First of all, thanks for coming over.
Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate us having us.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. And Lou, thanks for arranging all the logistics to get the interview today. We're happy to have you here, too.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. I thought we ought to, for folks who don't know, talk a little bit about, Rich, how this got started. This is very personal for you, right?
It really is. Yeah. Going all the way back to 1989, yep. We lost my father, first of all, to ALS. And we're told, unfortunately, there was nothing hereditary about it. I know more than anyone should know about ALS now, so between 5% and 10% cases are all hereditary. So my brother Jimmy, who the race is named after, the youngest of 8 kids, the kid who moved home to take care of my father at the end there, unfortunately when he was diagnosed with it, we knew it was hereditary within the family. So I joined with some other people, we started something called the Angel Fund. The Angel Fund for ALS research specifically.
Yeah.
And it's great. The millions of dollars we've raised have all gone directly to research. I've never taken a penny. My whole board of directors has never taken anything. So know that it's all going to a great cause.
Absolutely. And that was quite a long time ago. Jimmy was only 31 years old, right?
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
28 plus when he was diagnosed, yeah, and 31 when he passed away. And it's a horrible disease to watch up close, mm-hmm, like that. Jimmy had graduated from college, Georgetown Law School, had graduated, got a great job in Washington, D.C., married, and his wife had something to tell him, and he was waiting to tell her. He just got the diagnosis. She was telling them she was pregnant for the first time. So unfortunately, the whole time Jimmy's dying, his son is growing up.
Yeah.
And yeah, terrible story.
Yeah. Have you seen treatment and research for ALS improve since then till today?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. I'm very close to the research because ALS is terribly underfunded.
Mm.
So again, the millions that I've raised, they're very appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very close to the research. And I've seen tremendous things happen with both medications and with treatment.
Yeah, yeah. You're a prime example of that, right, with successful
treatment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was diagnosed in 2016, and okay, I'm still here. So I can't say enough about Dr. Brown and the whole staff at UMass Chan Medical School. They're phenomenal,
yeah,
in everything that they've done.
You know, it's astounding that research is so limited because ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, right, is more commonly,
mm-hmm,
known. It's not new. It goes back to Lou Gehrig.
No, but there are only, in this country, there are 5,000, roughly 5,000 cases, and that pales in comparison,
really,
to things like cancer and so many
of
other,
course,
diseases.
Yeah.
So again, it doesn't get the same type attention, doesn't get the same funding.
I had no idea it was so rare.
It is.
Extremely rare. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Has it since been proven that it is hereditary? Obviously, your family is a prime example,
right?
In
about 5% to 10% of all cases are, in fact, hereditary.
Yeah.
So it's still minor.
Hmm.
But when it hits the family, it can be devastating.
Mm.
I still visit ALS patients all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know family where, you know, 6 of 8 have passed away from it.
Incredible.
And, yeah,
yeah,
difficult.
Yeah. Lou, how did you become involved with RAD here and with this event?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you to Quincy Access Cable TV, Mr. Catalano. Your support has been very, very important to us. Many, many years ago, as a special ed director in Quincy, one of my outstanding, excellent teachers was Miss Mary Kennedy. That's RAD's mom.
Yeah.
She worked for me. And coaching at North Quincy High, in the mid-70s, there was a outstanding athlete on football and track named Rich Kennedy, and he was one of my prime athletes in those great years for North Quincy. Became friendly with him down through the years, and about 25 years ago, he asked me to assist him with the race. My job has been a simple one, to get the permits, work with the Quincy mayor, work with the Quincy police, take care of the stuff behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, where Rad has been struggling with his own medical issue, he's asked me to pick up the pace. and I've taken over most of the race director duties with his advisement and, of course, encouragement behind the scenes. We've moved the race from 5 miles to 5K, which has been a major plus for us. Number two, we've improved our prize apparel and situation where runners get rewarded for finishing in the first three.
Oh.
We have 9 age groups, adding middle school and high school last year. First three runners in each category get a prize. Could be a gift card, could be apparel.
Nice.
So my role now has been to assist Rich, promoting the race, working with the community, Quincy Sun, yourself, Quincy Rec Department, etc. And we're hoping that this year we have our biggest turnout ever, and we're looking forward to a great day.
Yeah, fortunately this year it's the week before Flag Day.
Correct.
I mean, I think it was last year, it was on the same day, so there was a lot of activity at Patchen Field.
Correct.
This is the week before, it's June 7th, because Flag Day this year is going to be gigantic. So it's going to take over the whole city. But what will be happening that day? Again, it's June 7th, 10 a.m., right, Lou, is the start?
That's correct.
Yes, registration as early as 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Many of the runners have used the QR code or registered online at runsignup.com, or you could simply Google Squirrel Run 27. We have well over 300 already signed up.
Oh, great.
But of course, there'll be a post-registration. We'll have a registration crew there with laptops, and you could sign up on that day. All runners in the 5K, all walkers, get a Sylvanair Squirrel Run t-shirt as part of your entry fee and would be eligible for a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Also among the prizes is if you are the 10th runner in a sequence, you could finish 110th, 150th, 220th. Every 10th runner would also get a prize.
So
our gift card program and our donation program from our sponsors has been extremely popular and helped us to get more runners and more recreational folks that want to participate in a very, very worthy cause and contribute to the Angel Fund.
Yeah, so this is a timed event. This is a legitimate race, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. Our timing group is called Kick to the Finish. Mr. Derek Ellis, who's my colleague in the Mass State Track Coach Association, he does our timing with the chip process. All the runners would get a souvenir bib.
Like they do with the marathon.
With
right?
squirrels on. Yeah. Just like the marathon for 1/20th the price.
Yeah, exactly. So. How much does it cost, by the way?
This is $35, by the first of the month. And after that, it would be $40.
Okay.
The first 125 runners that have registered get a nice goodie bag. They'll get coupons. They'll get granola bars. Well, they'll get drinks. Yeah. They'll get suntan lotion, they'll get lip balm, etc.
Yeah.
And again, they would be eligible also for awards during the race. We have Break Rock Brewery there this year. Domino's always helps us out.
Correct.
And there'll be plenty of food and drink for all. Additionally, there's children's games. Mm-hmm. Children can sign up.
We
have a children's group for races, activities. They will all get ribbons, and for a mere $15, they will get to participate, and they will also get a t-shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's really become a family event under Rich's direction and advice, and we're looking to get young and old here on that day. We give, as I said, we give awards out to folks all the way up into their 80s. So young and old are welcome on Saturday, June 7th.
Very good. What's the race route, Lou?
The race route is a simple one. It starts at Patchen Field, goes down the hill.
Yep.
We go through some of the streets of Quincy. We go head down toward Wollaston, the beach. State police are there with traffic control, along with the fantastic Quincy Police Department. Does a magnificent job for us. There'll be really no traffic problems in the city because of the great work they do.
Excellent. It sounds like a lot of local businesses have stepped up to help with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our sponsors have been quite generous.
Yeah.
And again, the Quincy Sun and yourself, local friends, have just done a marvelous job promoting the race for us.
Yeah, well, we're happy to help in our little way for sure. Rich, do you stay in touch with your classmates from school, and do they support you in this effort?
A lot of them, yes.
Yeah.
I don't live in Quincy any longer,
sure.
But keep in touch with the important ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you've developed lifelong
That's correct.
Relationships, right?
Correct.
Through this process. Any folks that you stay connected with that have been impacted by ALS, either directly or indirectly?
Fortunately, no.
That's great.
Directly through me
sure.
and my family, but directly themselves, no.
Yeah. How many total in your family were afflicted with ALS?
Three have already passed away.
Yeah.
And the fourth, my sister Kate up in Vermont, is tested for the same gene.
Sure.
But it's not showing results yet.
Thank goodness for
and
that.
And she's got two of her own kids.
Wow.
Kate is 5 years younger than I, so her kids are constantly in touch with me. They're terrified as
yeah.
well they should be, but fortunately for her, I'm not showing signs of it yet.
Sure. The race, about how much does the race raise every year?
Typically, the race raises about $50,000.
Okay.
Oh, it's wonderful
yeah.
for a community race.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah, well, and again, as Lou said, it's much more than just a race. It really is an entire day
mm-hmm.
of entertainment and fun and good camaraderie, too, right?
That's correct.
And some qualifying race times, perhaps, too, for some serious runners.
And I would be remiss, Mr. Catalano, if
yeah.
I didn't mention the North Quincy football boosters who have been
please, yeah.
wonderful supporters of us.
That's great.
And Rat mentioned that some of the old timers back in our mid-70s state championship teams,
mm-hmm.
the North Quincy track, still very supportive.
That's great.
They come to the race. A lot of them are involved with not just the race, but they support the Free Jacks and the other teams.
Sure.
And we have quite an array of supporters dating way back into the 70s.
That's
and again,
fantastic.
This is the 27th annual
yeah.
Squirrel Run.
Yeah, well, you were only 10, right, when you started it, so.
Good point.
Yeah, exactly. Rich, you know, for folks who aren't familiar with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease,
mm-hmm.
what do you think are some of the misconceptions about it? And you know, what advice would you give to folks when you're relating to somebody who's dealing with it?
Just know that research is moving very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and it's great. Just since the time that I was diagnosed, I've seen, you know, great breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't want to scare anybody,
yeah.
but it's a terrifying thing to watch.
Yeah.
If it's a close friend of yours, you know, unfortunately, I would go to visit my brother Jimmy, and if I hadn't seen him for 3 weeks, I'd be stunned at how much worse it got.
Is that right? Yeah.
And, you know, it starts to affect, unfortunately, maybe the legs, maybe the hands
mm-hmm.
or something,
mm-hmm.
but eventually it gets to your speech and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just terrible thing to watch.
Yeah. So are there tests that can be done before any early warning signs that folks should be aware of? You know, what's kind of your advice to folks who are concerned about it, if
yeah,
it's in their family? Yeah.
It's just the weakness.
Yeah.
And again, I see so many people with it, and they all have a different story to tell.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It can be stumbling, it can be tripping, it can be dropping things, and just weakness in your hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you take two different people diagnosed at the same time,
mm-hmm.
it can be an entirely different story with the two of them.
It's astounding.
It really is.
Yeah, no wonder mm-hmm. why it's so difficult.
That's correct.
To treat. Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
But we're lucky where we live. You know, I first started supporting Dr. Brown when he was at Mass General,
mm-hmm.
and he left because a doctor at UMass Medical invented something called RNA interference, which for genetics reasons was unbelievable.
Hmm.
And eventually that will lead to treatment, genetic and sporadic ALS, which
yeah.
is the much more common cause of it.
I see. So I didn't realize there were two different types of ALS.
Well, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
There's something called bulbar, which affects the speech and the brain first.
Okay. What was your first experience? You know, how did it first kind of show itself?
I like to brag about this. I was training for my 32nd Boston Marathon.
Wow.
And my left leg just quit on me. I was 8 miles into my last training run for Boston.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to walk all the way home, dragging my foot the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dr. Brown the very next day, mm-hmm. and he diagnosed it.
Wow.
And because he knew what he was looking for, it was very easy to send my blood away and get the test.
Okay.
So found out roughly 1 week later, in fact, it was ALS.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the journey began from there.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But here we are today. You've organized something positive out of it, right?
Right.
The 27th annual now, Jimmy Kennedy Memorial 5K Run for ALS. Again, it's June 7th, 10 o'clock at Pageant Fields. But registration starts early that morning, 7:30. For folks who want to help, to find out more, what are some good ways for them to do that?
Well, you can simply online, you can go on to the Angel Fund, all one word, .org.
Okay.
And all the information is there, the different events that we do and things like that.
Okay.
That will link you on to the Squirrel Run as well.
Okay.
Which can tell you much more about it.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, Lou, for yourself, did you want to add anything?
Yes, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Come one, come all.
Yeah.
Middle school, high school,
yeah.
Middle age, 80 years plus. We have a great program planned for you. If you are unclear on how to sign up, Quincy Sun is running a promo for us every week with the flyer. You could go right to the QR code,
mm-hmm.
or again, runsignup.com or Google Squirrel Run 27. You can sign up all the way until June 7th or even that morning.
Okay. I have to ask, rain or shine, yes?
Rain or shine, yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
We're hoping for shine, of course.
We're hoping.
Yeah, absolutely, but it has to happen.
That's
it,
correct.
It has to mm-hmm. happen, yeah. Rich, did you want to add anything?
No, just thank you very much for all your support. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it. And Lou, thanks for all your efforts to organize the event.
You're very welcome.
And it's a great friendship here to watch teacher and student still, even today.
We're coming up on 50 years as good friends and great athlete in his day at North Quincy High. It was a pleasure to coach him and to work for my 13 years coaching at North Quincy High track. A long time ago, Joe.
Coach Tozzi is way too modest.
Yeah.
He can tell you about all the state championships he's won and things like that. So I can brag for him, but he won't do it.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Joe,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.